DW.
Juan Carlos Carabantes, now 21, is a dreamer who is on the DACA program. He came over to the U.S. from Mexico with his mom in 1999 when he was only 4 years old. His father and five siblings are here too. They are all undocumented. To get to Florida was risky, first crossing the border with smugglers, known as coyotes, risking death by snakebite and dehydration. He says they couldn't afford the application fee to apply for green cards.
My dad was a taxi driver. He barely made enough to make ends meet, barely made enough to have me and my six brothers and sisters to eat. So for many people like us, there's really not much waiting we can do, especially other people that have wars in their countries or violence. So it's either wake up dead tomorrow in their countries or take the chance and come over here. The United States has always meddled in Mexican affairs. A lot of instability that has been in our countries has been through U.S. interventions, either through coups that they have made or leaders that they have put, all for the interest of the United States. It's funny when they say, like, it's your country, your problems, when, yes, it's problems, but caused by you.
President-elect Donald Trump vowed to quickly terminate the immigration executive actions of the Obama administration, including DACA. Juan Carlos is one of 750,000 illegal immigrants under the DACA program. That means he has the chance to get his permit to stay renewed every 2 years, hoping to get a green card and eventually U.S. citizen status. While Juan Carlos's siblings have the limited protection of DACA, his parents, both with health issues, remain undocumented with no protection. Apart from the DACA and other programs, the Obama administration had increased deportations. Between 2009 and 2015, his administration has deported more than 2.5 million people, more than any U.S. president. With Trump's promise during the election to deport all illegal immigrants, starting with criminals, those numbers could increase quickly. Juan Carlos says many people he knows are in constant panic about having an immigration officer knock on their door and deport them. And another level of fear is taking hold.
I've seen a lot of our own also Latino community who have had citizenship, also that discrimination against people who are undocumented. I've seen it on the rise more and more. And also a lot of fear has been risen up in our community. There's fear that an election day, I've seen people even cry because it was just a complete shock and we don't know what will happen next, especially since Florida is part of the South, very conservative red state too in this election cycle. And a lot of people have come out of the woodworks and have told us, go home or we don't want you here, have called us illegals.
Over the weekend, nearly 100 activists, supporters, and undocumented immigrants gathered for a rally at the Brower Transitional Center near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is where illegal immigrants are detained before being deported. Many here are from Haiti. Haitians make up a large part of the illegal immigrants in Florida. There is an estimated 75,000 to 125,000 illegal Haitian immigrants in the U.S. After the devastating earthquake in Haiti in 2010, the U.S. granted almost 60,000 Haitians temporary relief from deportation and gave them permission to work. But the temporary status expired last year, and deportations have resumed. Venise Wu is here to support them. She is originally from Haiti herself, but holds U.S. citizenship now. She is in America with her family.
Every immigrant in this country is concerned about that. Even though they're talking about President Obama was bad, he was a worse president, but this one gonna be bad. So that's why I'm here. We prepare to fight because, like maternity taking always, this is a fight. We're not gonna stop fight until they will get a resolve.
Others here are undocumented immigrants themselves, like Vanica Lopez, a middle-aged woman from Bolivia. She is here with the Domestic Workers Alliance. She says they want to help protect dreamers and their families from deportation. She has been living and working in the U.S. for several years without papers and is very worried about her future.
I am afraid, and I want the community to know that this is a time when we need to unite and protect each other. We are here to fight racism and hatred. Our community is coming together. We are planning a lot of activism. We are working to protect ourselves from sexism, xenophobia, and racism.
Lopez and other domestic workers will also be joining the Million Women March on Washington, D.C., the day after the inauguration.
On the 21st of January, all the women and their families will come together in Washington. We are aiming for peaceful action. We are not going to allow our rights to be taken away.
The mood lightens at the rally as the protesters dance to Colombian music and share poems. Juan Carlos is one of the organizers of today's rally outside the detention center. Coming together and supporting each other is the way Juan Carlos sees fighting back over the next 4 years.
We want a lot of unity. During these times, I know people can have despair. They can have a lot of anger, a lot of resentment towards other people. But we want them to come together in support of each other and tell everyone that we're ready for 2017, 18, 19, 20, those 4 years that we're going to have to resist. However it means it takes to go ahead and have our voices heard. And we want to make that unity call to organizations, politicians, Republicans, Democrats, anybody, everybody in Florida who supports immigrants to come out and publicly scream out that immigrants and refugees are here to stay, that we want them to be in this state because it is their home.
For DW, I'm Maria Bacalapolo in Miami, Florida.
We are here to stay. Everybody, let's chant it out.
We are here
to stay. We are here to stay. We are here to stay.
DW,